I don't want to get up, baby, let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today's lesson is a pre-intermediate lesson.
That's right. We're talking about one of my favorite things in the world.
Right. And it's great because you're vegetarian and you can eat these.
That's right. Yeah, I actually pretty much only eat these. These are eggs.
Right. So there are so many ways you can make eggs and have eggs. And this lesson covers a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, kind of like half the day.
Half the day.
We're not talking about dinner eggs here, which, by the way, is okay.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Specifically, we are talking about breakfast and one of my favorite meals, brunch.
Right, because you can sleep in a little bit.
And you can drink some booze with
it,
too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so basically, our dialogue today is a dialogue between a waitress and a customer who is interested in ordering some eggs.
Yes. So let's take a listen to the breakfast brunch egg menu.
All right.
Hi, what can I get for you today?
Hi, do you have any brunch specials?
We have a few. There's a free-range egg omelet with ham and spinach.
I'm not big on ham. What else do you have?
We also have scrambled eggs with hash browns.
Anything else?
What about two eggs sunny side up on avocado toast?
I prefer my eggs over easy. Do you have any frittatas on the menu?
We do, but we're sold out for today.
Oh, any other specials?
There's also a classic eggs benedict.
Okay, I'll have the eggs benny.
How do you like your eggs? Soft or hard poached?
Hard, please. I don't like runny yolks.
Coming right up. Okay, like with any conversation between a waiter and a customer, the waiter starts by saying, "What can I get for you today?"
Yep, pretty common. And, you know, a lot of customers don't always know what they want to get. I am usually one of those customers. So you can always just ask, "Do you have any specials?"
Right. So in this case, brunch specials.
Right.
Because it's probably 11, 12 o'clock.
Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Maybe a little bit hungover.
Right. And so brunch, you know, breakfast and lunch.
Right.
And specials.
It's just kind of like a special deal.
Right. It's usually discounted or like food on sale.
Right, right. And it's probably because they have, you know, like too many eggs in the kitchen.
And they're going to expire.
Right. So have a special on just whatever is left over.
Exactly.
And it sounds like they have a few specials.
Right. So to start with, there's a free-range egg omelet with ham and spinach.
Okay, home on the range.
Exactly. So free range?
Free range means not in a cage.
Right, so the chickens can walk around and do what they want
and
eat
grass.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about those poor chickens, like KFC chickens.
Right.
Generally not free range chickens.
No.
And the other thing is, of course, we all know that chickens lay eggs. We don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Exactly.
But we do know that, like, if a chicken is in a cage, the egg is probably not going to taste as good.
Well, the chicken doesn't get as many nutrients.
Right.
Because they're only eating chicken feed.
Yes, exactly.
So if they're out eating grass and flowers and plants, they're going to get more vitamins.
Right, exactly. Hey, have you ever heard the phrase free range children?
The ones that run around crazy without control of their parents.
It's kind of like the opposite of like helicopter parents.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, just let the kids go do whatever they want.
Be crazy kids. Totally. Oh,
so back to the eggs for a second. The first option here is an omelet.
Right. So let's talk about the pronunciation of this for a little bit.
Okay.
It's spelled omelet.
There's so many weird spellings, right? And
right.
They're all omelet or omelet. T-T-E.
Yeah. So basically, you don't say the E in the middle.
Right. Omelet.
Omelet. And what's an omelet?
An omelet is basically, it's like an egg. It's a type of egg. I mean, I'm just trying to think of it as like it's flat and you fold it over.
Right. You still make it in a pan.
Right.
So later we're going to talk about scrambled eggs.
Mm.
So you use your fork to we say beat the eggs.
Beat the eggs.
Mix them up.
Right.
And you pour them into a frying pan and you let them sit.
Right.
So scrambled eggs, you actually move around.
Keep moving them around, yeah.
With an omelet, you don't.
Right.
And you add things to it.
Right. And there's often things like inside because you fold the omelet kind of over top of each other.
Right.
So inside of that omelet, you might, you know, possibly see things like, say, ham or spinach.
Right. So ham from a pig.
It's from a pig.
And spinach
is green. It's very healthy.
It is. It's like lettuce, but better for you.
What can we say? Bozai, basically, is spinach. I eat a lot of it because there's a cartoon character named Popeye.
Popeye.
Yeah, he's strong to the finish because I eats me spinach.
Yes.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
But in this case, the customer is not big on ham.
So,
I'm sorry, they're sitting on ham?
Yeah, they're not big. They're very big and they're on the ham. No, not big on something just means I'm not a fan.
Right. I don't like ham. I don't really like ham.
Right. Like there's a very famous book called Green Eggs and Ham. Right?
Yes.
And that guy was really not big on green eggs and ham.
Right.
Until he tried it.
Exactly.
And then he loved it.
I don't think I'd like green eggs. There's something wrong with that.
Is there anything that you would say you are not big on?
Okay, well, we had our pumpkin spice latte lesson, so I am not big on pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Yes, that's my yuck.
Ugh. Well, fortunately here, we don't have a lot of pumpkin spiced eggs.
Right.
We haven't gone that far yet.
No.
The next egg on our list is something Tara already mentioned. It's kind of one of the most basic.
Yeah.
And it's just scrambled eggs.
So if something's scrambled, it means it's just mixed.
Mixed, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, if your brain is scrambled, if you have, you know, wake up in the morning and you haven't had your coffee or at the end of the day when you're so tired and you've been thinking and doing too much.
Right.
Your brain is just scrambled.
It's scrambled. Exactly.
All mixed up.
And the next thing on here is one of my favorite foods, hash browns.
Right. So this is fried potatoes.
But they're not French fries, right?
No, they're usually grated.
Okay.
So you take a kind of metal box usually and you make them into very thin, small pieces.
Right. And then kind of just cook them together.
Right.
Whereas a French fry is just going to be cut.
Yeah, exactly. Cut into fries.
Fries, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like the customer really likes those two ideas.
Right. So the waitress says they also have sunny side up eggs on avocado toast.
Right. So sunny. Why?
Sunny.
What do we think of when we think of sunny?
Oh, sunny days.
There's that too.
Yeah. The sun is yellow.
Right. So sunny side up means the yolk, which is the yellow part of the eggs. Those are facing up.
Right, exactly. Now, avocado toast.
Right, so you know toast.
Mm.
You know avocado.
I hope you know avocado.
You should. It's good for you.
It looks like an alligator and a pear had a baby.
Exactly. And there's a big seed in the middle.
Oh, yeah. And this is also, like, this is really popular, especially with millennials.
Definitely.
They love their avocado toast.
You get lots of healthy fats in your avocado.
Right.
So basically, you just cut up your avocado and put it on some toast.
Sure.
Yeah. Very popular.
It is popular, but the customer here has a kind of a different idea. They prefer their eggs over easy.
Right. So we said sunny side up was the yolk is facing up, the yellow is facing up. Over easy means flipped over.
It's flipped over.
But not cooked for a super long time.
No, it's cooked really like quickly on one side and then they flip it over.
Just for a minute kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's one on here that actually I have never tried, but it looks like a really fun word to say.
It is fun to say. Frittata.
Frittata.
Right. So here we have the S at the end because there's different kinds. So frittatas.
Okay.
But a frittata is the difference than a regular eggs or an omelet is it's actually baked in the oven.
Okay.
With other stuff, like spinach is very common.
So isn't there also something called a quiche?
Quiche. So quiche is very similar. It's also baked, but it's like an egg pie.
Yeah.
So there's a crust.
There's a crust.
Right. With frittata, there's no crust. So it's a little healthier than a quiche.
Okay, okay. In any case, it sounds like they don't have any of these wonderfully delicious frittatas.
Right. They are sold out.
Sold out. No more.
Right. All gone for the day.
Okay. So a company can be sold out of anything.
Right. So think the iPhone 10.
Oh, it sells out so quickly.
Right. So people lining up, it's gone. Or tickets to a concert.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Those tend to go really, really, really quickly. Mm. And if the store doesn't have any more, they're sold out.
Sorry, we're all sold out.
Yeah.
But there's another way I did notice on here. There is another way we can use this, right?
Yeah, we can use it to describe a person.
A sellout.
Right. So it's a very bad thing.
Right.
Or saying that this person has done something very bad. It's
right.
Negative.
Yeah, because usually what it means is you have principles.
And strong beliefs.
And strong beliefs. But then someone offers you some money and then your beliefs kind of go away.
Exactly. Right. So conveniently.
Right.
Oh, yes.
You can also sell out, you know, like your country or sell out your friends or sell out... All
your company, mm. Right? If you're working for a company and then you think maybe I'm going to move to another company,
yeah.
And you give them names or customers information,
sure.
Product information, that kind of thing, you can sell them out.
The whole point is you are getting some money for that.
Totally.
Money that you could use to buy a classic Eggs Benedict.
Right. So classic, we know this. Mm. It's great. It's kind of traditional.
It's been around forever.
Yeah. Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. Okay, this is not my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
It's very rich.
Yes.
Very rich.
And basically, it starts with a toasted English muffin.
Oh, yes.
Which is, I mean, some people will call them crumpets.
Oh, a crumpet.
And it's a round piece of bread,
okay.
Basically.
It's the kind of stuff, if you go to McDonald's and get their breakfast, it comes on a McMuffin.
McMuffin.
It's an English muffin.
Then there's an egg on top, which we'll talk about how it's cooked in just a second. Or sorry, I forgot. There's ham.
Oh, ham. Okay.
Or Canadian bacon.
Okay. Canadian bacon, also called back bacon.
Bacon. Yeah. Or back bacon.
Back
yeah.
Bacon.
And then there's the egg. And then there's a special sauce on top, which I love.
Okay. What is this sauce called?
It's called Hollandaise.
Hollandaise.
So it's like a kind of buttery, lemony, yellow sauce.
It's really rich,
yes.
Right? Really, really rich. Now, Eggs Benedict is the formal name for this dish, but there also is a nickname, right?
Eggs Benny.
Eggs Benny.
Right. So short form of the name Benedict is Benny.
Benny, yeah.
So we just, you know, knowing us in English, we're lazy, so we say Eggs Benny.
Hey, and it sounds kind of cute, too,
yeah.
Right? Like, I think about, the Pope Benedict. Like, maybe people would call him Benny. It'd be funny.
His mom, maybe.
His mom.
Once upon a time.
His mom, because he's 150, so 200-year-old mom.
But we also, you can not just have that classic Eggs Benny.
Mm.
You can have spinach Benny. So if you're a vegetarian like you don't want ham.
Not the ham.
You can get spinach Benny.
Okay.
Or crab Benny.
Ooh.
Or salmon Benny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just depending. They're kind of new, updated versions of it.
Okay, so you did mention before that the eggs in here are cooked a specific way, right?
Right. So we call that poached.
Poached.
So it's usually the egg is put in water. It's almost boiled in water.
Right.
And with a little vinegar.
Okay.
And then when you put it on your Eggs Benedict and you cut it open, it's like a sauce because the egg yolk runs out.
Ooh.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and you can poach things soft or hard.
Right. And that just, it's just, I can't think of runny yolks. Because I don't like the yolk to be very soft or very runny. I like it to be very hard.
Okay. I prefer the runny because it makes it a rich sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, so it's interesting because if we were eating at this restaurant together, the waitress here would probably ask us, how do we want the eggs?
Right.
And we obviously would have different answers.
We would have very different answers. Yes. Now, also when we talk about soft and hard, we talk about, or we can use those with a different type of eggs that's not mentioned in this lesson.
Okay.
And that's hard-boiled or soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah, this sounds kind of like what my grandma would eat, hard-boiled egg and some raisins.
Well, or egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Hard-boiled. Whereas a soft-boiled egg, I think about, like, the King of France.
Exactly.
You know, like, eating a duck egg. Or not a duck, but, like, the most... The hardest...
Expensive
egg, exactly.
Yeah. So, just like with poaching, hard and soft, it talks about how cooked the yolk is.
Yes.
It's the same with hard-boiled eggs.
Yes, exactly.
So, if it's soft-boiled, it's a little uncooked, a little runny, but not too runny.
Runny. Just don't like this word at all.
I love it.
If anything is runny.
And hard-boiled, it's solid.
Okay.
Now, one thing I want to talk about... is we talked about the yolks, so that's the yellow part.
Right.
What do we call the other part of the egg?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. The egg white.
Right. So we talked about omelets earlier in the lesson.
Mm.
What if you're super healthy, you're trying to be low fat, low cholesterol?
Right.
What kind of omelet could you get?
Well, you could get an egg white omelet.
Right.
If you really, really, really wanted to get like a super healthy omelet, you could get a free range egg white omelet.
Also with omega-3s in it.
With omega-3s, yeah.
Right. Extra minerals and vitamins and oils.
Okay, we've talked so much about eggs now. How about we go ahead and listen to that dialogue one more time and we can talk about our own favorite eggs.
Sounds great. Hi, what can I get for you today?
Hi, do you have any brunch specials?
We have a few. There's a free-range egg omelet with ham and spinach.
I'm not big on ham. What else do you have?
We also have scrambled eggs with hash browns.
Anything else?
What about two eggs sunny side up on avocado toast?
I prefer my eggs over easy. Do you have any frittatas on the menu?
We do, but we're sold out for today.
Oh, any other specials?
There's also a classic Eggs Benedict.
Okay, I'll have the Eggs Benny.
How do you like your eggs? Soft or hard poached?
Hard, please. I don't like runny yolks.
Coming right up. Okay, Adam, so if we were going to go to brunch, clearly you wouldn't have runny, soft poached eggs.
No.
What ideally would you order on the menu?
So for brunch here, I mean, I probably would just get... Like, they would just give, like, eggs and hash browns and toast.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe tomato.
Yeah.
Ideally, I mean, every day in the morning, I generally have an egg, cheese, tomato wrap.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of my my breakfast. However, if we were in China, I would definitely get my favorite dish, scrambled eggs and tomato.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. For me, I am all about the Benny.
Oh, yeah, Benny.
Gotta have my bread and my soft poached eggs.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really like ham.
Okay.
So I do like crab Benny, where
okay.
it's like a crab cake.
Mmm.
And it's a little bit different, but even more rich, probably.
It also, it just sounds fancy.
It does.
I'm so fancy.
Yes.
Well, what about you guys? Do you like fancy eggs? Do you like runny eggs? Would you eat them on a train? Would you eat them on a plane?
Green eggs and ham, Dr. Seuss.
Have you read this book? And if not, why haven't you read this book?
Exactly. So let us know, and we look forward to reading your comments, as always.
Okay, thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Take care.